理课堂听 class.com。
除了 T-Bag 之外的 PI 囚犯劳动组的人在屋内讨论，将有一个人由于时间不够而不能越狱。大家暗示被抛弃的那个人将是 T-Bag， 而 T-Bag 却在屋外偷听到了。于是他进来告诉大家，他已经在电话里把整个越狱计划告诉了外面的兄弟，并威胁说，如果那个兄弟接不到他越狱成功的电话，就会打电话通知狱警。
Pardon me for interrupting. But,
What's that smell?
It smells a little like conspiracy.
We need to get back to work.
Yeah, before you do, I have an announcement to make. I've been growing leery the way y'all talk, like I'm a lesser man. So I bought an insurance policy. I called up my guy on the outside and I told him about our plan.And I told him in all likelihood I'll be seeing him next week. But if he don't hear from me 5 minutes before the escape and 20 minutes after, I told him to call up the warden, blow the whistle on the whole thing. So if you all got ideas about getting rid of me, I suggest you make other plans.Pardon me for interrupting. But,
What's that smell?
It smells a little like conspiracy.
Pardon me for interrupting, but what's that smell? It smells a little like conspiracy. 抱歉打扰一下，但是这是什么味道？闻起来好像阴谋。
We need to get back to work.
Yeah, before you do, I have an announcement to make. I've been growing leery the way y'all talk, like I'm a lesser man.
We need to get back to work. Yeah, before you do, I have an announcement to make. I've been growing leery the way you all talk, like I'm a lesser man. 我们得干活去了。好的，你们干活前，我得宣布件事。我对你们的谈话方式有点不满了，好像我是个配角一样。
So I bought an insurance policy. I called up my guy on the outside and I told him about our plan.
So I bought an insurance policy. I called up my guy on the outside and I told him about our plan. 所以我买了个保险。我给外面的兄弟打了电话，告诉他我们的计划。
And I told him in all likelihood I'll be seeing him next week.
And I told him in all likelihood I'll be seeing him next week.我告诉他，很有可能下周就能见到我了。
But if he don't hear from me 5 minutes before the escape and 20 minutes after, I told him to call up the warden, blow the whistle on the whole thing.
But if he don't hear from me 5 minutes before the escape and 20 minutes after, I told him to call up the warden, blow the whistle on the whole thing. 但是如果越狱前五分钟，或者是后20分钟内。他接不到我们的电话，就让他给我们狱长打个电话，来个满城风雨。
So if you all got ideas about getting rid of me, I suggest you make other plans.
So if you all got ideas about getting rid of me, I suggest you make other plans. 所以，如果你们全都想把我裁了的话，你们最好想点别的办法。来看一下对白中的语言点。 Pardon me for interrupting， 这里 pardon 是对不起打扰一下的意思，相当于 excuse me， 与 for 连用，后接打扰的原因。 Interrupt 是打断的意思。Interrupt one's talk， 打断某人的谈话。Smell 可做名词和动词，第一个是名词用法，表示味道，第二个是系动词用法，意思是闻起来。做闻起来讲时，后面既可接 like something， 表示闻起来像，如对白中的 smell like conspiracy， 也可接形容词，如 smell good， 闻起来不错，或 smell bad， 闻起来很糟糕。作为动词，还有一个意思是闻的动作。That dog smells bad, but it smells well. 那条狗很臭，但是它嗅觉灵敏。Get back to work 是很地道的口语表达，表示回到工作中去。Have an announcement to make. 这里隐含的短语是 make an announcement， 宣布一件事情。要学会从一个短语变为另一个短语，从一个短语中挖掘出隐含的短语。又如 do some homework， 做作业，可以变为 have some homework to do。 Grow leery， 变得警觉。 Grow 是系动词用法，表示变化。 The leaves grow brown in autumn， 树叶在秋天变黄。 Call up somebody， 打电话给某人，当然也可直接说成 call somebody。 Call up显得更加口语化。 Tell somebody about something， 告诉某人关于某事，与上一个语言点一样，它同样可以说成 tell somebody something， 但是加上 about 更地道。 In all likelihood， 很可能，固定短语。 likely 形容词，可能的。 likelihood 是名词形式。 Will be doing 是将来进行时，表示将来某个时间正在做的事情。 Hear from somebody， 这里指接到某人的电话，它还可以表示收到某人的来信。 Blow the whistle on something， 大肆宣扬某事，让所有人都知道某事。 Whistle 本是口哨的意思。 Get rid of somebody， 固定短语，摆脱某人。 Suggest 建议，注意它后面跟的是 make， 动词原形。其实这个句子写完整应该是 I suggest you should make other plans。 Suggest 表示建议时，后面加的从句应用虚拟语气，但是 should 可以省略。
今天的节目就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。